living in Sydney, Australia, for a number of years, and we understand he has been to New Zealand on a previous occasion. The woman had, to our knowledge, had no relatives or friends in this country, so there was probably no reason for her to have come here. So bearing that in mind, it is possible that the drug may have been intended for distribution somewhere else.
Mike Crawford says the woman was placed under surveillance after she arrived on a flight from Argentina on Wednesday.
Opposition MP Winston Peters says he hopes to publicise information he's gathering in Hawaii about the Maori loans affair, which he claims has been whitewashed by the State Services Commission. Mr. Peters says he'll be using his information to call for a public inquiry into the affair. But he won't be giving it to the State Services Commission because he doesn't want to be part of a second whitewash with no assurance that the public will find out what happened at the end of it. Mr. Peters is hoping to meet another person involved in the loan issue in Hawaii today before returning to New Zealand.
The Motor Vehicle Manufacturers Association is predicting possible layoffs in the car assembly industry over the next few months because of the downturn in car buying. Prices rocketed in October last year when the value of the yen strengthened at the same time as GST was introduced. Motor Vehicle Manufacturers Association President Denford McDonald says the situation should improve late in the year, but in the meantime, companies have cut production.
I think the situation there is really a question of everybody managing the present environment, and that will mean cooperation between the various companies and the various unions and their dealers. It's a total team effort, and if any one of that team sort of dig themselves into a position, there could possibly be the need for layoffs.
Mr. McDonald says he expects car sales this year will be slightly up on last year once people adjust to higher prices.
It's 6:03. Critical negotiations with the communists break down in the Philippines after troops fire on demonstrators.
And independence movements meet in New Caledonia to map out their strategy for the coming referendum. Still to come on The World at 6.
A tip from the Post Office Savings Bank about managing your money with automatic banking. You get the ball rolling by putting your pay straight in the bank using direct credit. We'll make deposits to savings accounts automatically, pay your regular bills for you, and access and fast cash machines put cash in your pocket when you need it. And we can transfer your funds to other bank accounts easily. And you're always in control. So, give yourself a break. Bank automatically with the Post Office Savings Bank.
This Saturday, they twist the top off Auckland's Top Town thriller. The Manukau City Council present the great L&P Top Town Carnival. Before 9:30, enter the Steinlager Fun Run. After 9:30, the entertainment never stops. Music, rides, raffles, a world record attempt, and up in the sky, a giant lolly scramble, ping pong drop, and daring skydivers. At 1:30, cheer on Manukau City as they take on Hamilton and Tikawiti. The L&P Top Town Carnival, Pakuranga's Lloyd Elsmore Park, this Saturday.
Back with The World at 6.
Peace talks aimed at ending the Philippine communist insurgency have been suspended indefinitely following the killing by troops of at least 12 demonstrators yesterday at the presidential palace. Both sides have accused each side of bad faith, and communist peace negotiators have accused the military of trying to destabilize the situation with the killings. Eyewitnesses say those killed were shot when troops fired in volleys at a crowd of 10,000 farmers moving towards the presidential palace demanding land reform.
It's the first time since Corazon Aquino became president 11 months ago that a protest demonstration in the capital has ended in violent death. She was bundled out of the palace in the late afternoon when police thought the mood of the crowd was growing ugly, but returned later for a first-hand report of the incident. The two-month-old ceasefire between the government and communist guerrillas will continue.
In New Caledonia, representatives of the biggest political party within the Kanak independence movement are meeting this weekend to discuss their political strategies for the next few months in the lead-up to the French government's referendum on the future of the colony. Fraser Falster reports.
All the parties making up the pro-independence FLNKS movement are holding special strategy conferences during the last 2 weeks of this month. But the Union Caledonian Party conference, which starts tomorrow, is the most significant. Its members make up about 70% of the FLNKS numbers, and the party's headed by the leader of the FLNKS, Jean-Marie Jabot. Mr. Jabot personally favours deferring the fixing of a strategy on the referendum until much closer to the July or August date. On the question of maintaining dialogue with France, he's reluctant to see any action taken which might jeopardise the support the Kanak independence movement is receiving at the United Nations and from the South Pacific Forum. Fraser Falster, Radio New Zealand News, Noumea.
A British newspaper says the South African government has been holding secret talks with the Isle of Man to use the territory's free port to evade anti-apartheid trade sanctions. The newspaper The Independent says Pretoria's Industrial Development Corporation has opened negotiations with island authorities on a plan to import South African goods to the island, change labels, process food, and re-export it to European Community States. The Isle of Man in the Irish Sea between Britain and Ireland is largely self-governing, although Britain handles its defence and foreign policy. It's linked to the European Community through its ties with Britain.
It's 6:07.
The Kiwis and Fremantle align themselves with the defenders going into the America's Cup final. The details coming up.
9 stone. 400 kilos. 10 tons. These are just some of the great weights.
Jeff, are you hard of thinking or something?
Eh?
It's great rates. Qantas great rates. If you fly Qantas to Melbourne, you could stay in a beautiful apartment right in the centre of the city for only $64 Australian for two. And that's less than everyone else. A phrase which seems to sum you up quite adequately as well.
I'm hurt, Phil.
If only.
In Metropolitan Life Yachting News, the New Zealand America's Cup Syndicate has decided to give the Kookaburra team the use of KZ7 as a trial horse to prepare for the Cup final against Dennis Connor. Graham Moody reports the Kiwis will not be giving any other assistance or information to the Australians.
The Kookaburras say the Kiwi offer is all they'd hoped for, and it will help them put the final touches to their preparations. In the other corner, the Americans are accusing the New Zealanders of reneging on an agreement that they'd be part of helping a united challenge. Stars and Stripes boss Malin Burnham says the New Zealand move is disappointing in human terms, such as loyalty, commitment and honour. Dennis Connor says it's outside the spirit of the challenge. But Michael Fay says as far as he's aware, there is no formal agreement between the defenders. And the New Zealand move is hardly setting a precedent. Stars and Stripes worked out with Australia 4 before the challenge final. In Fremantle, Graham Moody.
England batsman Alan Lamb made up for a disappointing test series by blasting his side to a last-over victory against Australia in last night's World Series one-day match at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Going into the last over, victory for England looked remote, but Lamb slammed 18 off 5 balls from Bruce Reid, including a 6 and 2 fours, to win the match with one ball to spare. Australia scored 233 for 8, and England was 7 wickets down, with Lamb 77 not out. England lead Australia and the West Indies by 2 points, but the Windies have a game in hand. Cricket news from the Toyota Dealer Network. Wellington's waterfront motor racing circuit has been given the all clear for this weekend's Nissan Mobile 5000. But FISA's Safety Commission wants some more guardrails on parts of the circuit to assist spectator safety before the World Touring Car Race in October. It's been confirmed that 43 cars will start this weekend, which means the 3 slowest entries in practice will not get a start. Motor racing news from Firestone's Tyres, and that's sport in the world at 6.
And now this morning's main story again. 2 Colombian nationals will appear in the Auckland District Court today, charged with importing more than $2 million worth of cocaine into New Zealand. The Auckland Drug Squad raided an Auckland hotel last night and arrested a 33-year-old Colombian woman who arrived on a flight from Buenos Aires on Wednesday and a 27-year-old Colombian man who arrived in New Zealand yesterday. The acting head of the drug squad, Detective Senior Sergeant Mike Crawford, says more than 2 kilograms of cocaine was found in the false bottom of a suitcase. Raylene Ramsey and Murray Forgey for Radio New Zealand News.
Save at Dick Smith Electronics' giant warehouse sale on the corner of Kuiper Pass and Park Roads Newmarket today. Every single product, computers, telephone answering machines, electronic kits at wholesale prices. You could save over $800 on a CAT computer pack. It was $1,800, now just $995. 180-minute VHS videos with a 10-per-customer limit, only $7.95. Only today and only at Dick Smith Electronics Warehouse in Newmarket.
You're on the wanted list. Lion Ford want you behind the wheel of a brand new Ford to demonstrate what you've been missing out on. Lion Ford, shortcut to motoring heaven in 87. Great cars backed by a service team who take their Lion pride seriously. Complete satisfaction. Ask any Lion Ford customer. Lion Ford MVDI in the Wairau car zone.
We'll have the weather forecast for Auckland in just a mo.
The store sign reads John Greer Limited Fashion Shoes. The shoe labels read like a who's who of the world's leading shoemakers. Charles Chaudin, Sergio Rossi, Pedro Garci, to name just a few. The prices will have you pinching yourself to see if you're dreaming. You're not. John Greer's end of summer sale is on now. Up to $120 off ladies' dress shoes, casuals and espadrilles from Spain, Italy, France and Australia. John Greer. Two stores in Vulcan Lane, also in Remuera and Takapuna.
Ah, the sun, the sea, the tropical breeze and 8 lazy days or more for 2 by a blue lagoon. The Rarotongan and Aitutaki Resort Hotels offer you the chance for 2 to fly Air New Zealand to the glorious Cook Islands on just 1 airfare, plus the cost of your double room between now and the end of next March. And you can take New Zealand dollars for spending money too. See your TANS bonded travel agent for a free brochure about Aitutaki Resort Hotel 2-for-1 airfare holidays now.
Gee, that sounds like a good buy, doesn't it? 12 minutes after 6 on Auckland 1CB. We got 70 degrees out. Oh, it is a bit cooler, isn't it? 70 degrees. 5 or 6 knots of wind from a northwest if that thing's working right. And I'm afraid the sunrise is getting a little bit later each morning. We haven't seen much of it lately, so I guess it's cloudy out there at the moment. It probably has been. earlier on, we gave the forecasts for the 4 main centres. And it said that Auckland westerly change, later showers and 20, and Wellington strong northwesterly showers developing 23. Well, made Wellington feel a bit better, I suppose, because in fact it turned out to be the wrong way around. as a later piece of information came to us. So in fact, Auckland's expecting westerly change, later showers and a high of 23, and Wellington strong northwesterly showers developing in 20. So I probably led them to better expectations than they deserve. What a rotten way to leave the network. Now, forecast for the city and district at midnight Friday, issued by the Auckland Weather Forecasting Centre at 4:30. Moderate northerly winds turning to fresh gusty westerlies about midday, you see. Changeable and tending cooler, with showery periods and isolated thunderstorms. And then for Saturday, fresh southwesterly winds and some showers. The situation is a showery northwest to westerly airstream flows onto the North Islands. No wind warning, so that's something, I guess. Forecast to midnight tonight. Manukau Harbour, Waitemata Harbour, Hauraki Gulf and Bremhead to Cape Colville. North to northwesterlies at 15 to 20 knots, turning westerly to southwesterly at 20 knots. Gusts to 30 about midday, so it's close to having a wind warning, I guess. Visibility 40 kilometres, then reducing to 3,000 metres in showers and isolated thunderstorms. Seas moderate with rough patches and exposed waters. And the outlook for the next 18 hours, west to southwesterlies at 20 knots and showers. A swell forecast to midnight tonight. East coast northerlies at a couple of metres and open waters and easing. And out on the west coast, confused westerly, 2.5 metres. High tides on you, Waitemata, 14.12. It's 2.8 metre tide. On the Manukau, 18.08, 3.4 metres. Sunrise, 6.26, sets tonight at 20.39. It's 40 minutes after 6, and we just heard from Eagle Air. They tell us they're flying to time today. Now, yesterday's... no, wait a minute. Let's see the one that's due in roundabout now. This is a flight from Tonga. I think it's an extra. It was due in at 6.25. It's TE81, ex-Tonga. Be here at 6.18, only in about 4 minutes. So if you were sitting at home thinking, oh, I'll have time to get out there, you better jump into the Valiant and take off. Now, yesterday's flight, CX-TE108 to Honkers. It was supposed to go at 15.30 hours yesterday. It'll now be going at 7.15 this morning. This is the Cathay Pacific Air New Zealand combined flight to Hong Kong. Bit of a delay on that one. Went supposed to go at 15.30, now going... That's yesterday, now going 7.15 this morning. No other great changes. We'll give you the rest of them a little bit later on in the full travel services. Coming up to the 6.30 news on Auckland 1ZB.
Waking up with Merv Smith, Auckland 1ZB.
And the cash call total, $230.75. Here's a song for cash call.
You're mine. You're the one.
waste of time. Owen Paul, 80 minutes after 6 on Auckland 1TV. The savings don't stop at Liquorland, the number
one shop. Drive yourself crazy looking for low-price liquor. Drive to Liquorland, New Zealand's number one liquor group. And Liquorland is number one for service, selection, value and convenience. So hurry to any of our 10 handy locations and get New Zealand's best liquor deals ever. Cars?
No, not now, I'm busy.
Game of cards, then.
I'm busy.
Dad, bet you can't survive Laser Strike.
Laser Strike?
The new space game.
Is it safe?
Even safe enough for you, Dad.
Laser Strike. It gives a whole new meaning to the expression family fun. Adults $5, children $4. The Laser Strike Space Arena is at Veronica Court, Veronica Street, New Lynn, along from Kentucky Fried. Laser Strike zaps the generation gap. Turn up or find book on 877-486.
Radio, it's your frequency, say radio. Radio. It's you and me and your community, love and light. A song at home and you're never alone with radio. As you hit the floor, going out the door, at work, in the car. A good times, funny lines, information on the nation. Moving the beat down the street, it's gotta be on your frequency. It's gotta be on your frequency, say radio.
In concert for one show only.
Coward of the county.
Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. Two of the world's great superstars. Plus special guests, Billy T. James and Suzanne Prentice. Kenny and Dolly, Mount Smart Stadium, Auckland, Sunday, March 1st at 3 p.m. Kids 12 and under with an adult, free. Tickets by credit card, phone Auckland 393669 or direct from the corner, music studios or usual agencies.
Oh, that's going to be a concert and a half, folks. Oh, boy, is it ever. 20 minutes after 6 it is on Auckland 1ZB. Now, 1ZB Community Natives Board, a free service from 1ZB and ideas for modern furniture of Newmarket. The Royal Forest and Bird Protection Society is arranging a trip to Rakino Island this Sunday, the 25th of January. Now, if you're interested, you can book on 677-763. Those going should meet at the Blue Boats Wharf at 9 o'clock and bring a picnic lunch, swimming togs and a camera. And an et cetera, if you will. In touch with Auckland 1ZB, 21 minutes after 6. Talking about bluebirds. No, bluebirds. Is that you, Bob?
Yes, it is indeed. Yes.
I was interested in hearing about that little trip. That sounds like a very, very pleasant outing to me.
Very nice, wouldn't it? A trip to Rakino Island for the Forest and Bird Protection Society. But anybody can go. Anybody can go. You could book.
Could I go?
Well, there's that, but there's also, what is health? There's Wings and Wheels happening that day as well. But, I mean, you know, you can go to both if you...
This is Sunday, is it?
A split personality. Sunday the 25th of Jan, yeah. Good day out.
It's going to be a busy day for a lot of people, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know.
How are you?
Oh, I'm getting through the morning, mate.
It's quite an eventful
through.
One for you.
Just getting through now. Yeah. Hanging in there, I think it's the best way to describe it.
Good for you. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
The odd gulp, yeah.
I'll be back at 6:30. We'll have some news for you, hopefully.
Ah, good. Good. That's something I can cling to and depend on. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
All right, mate. Okay, and Barry will be along then as well. By the way, the Viaduct Rolling Lift Bridge is going to be open to shipping and closed to road traffic, temporarily today to allow structural repairs to be undertaken. I don't know how they've been getting on with this. I think a lot of it's dependent on the weather, but the theory of it is it's going to be closed between 9:30 and 11:30 this morning, and again between 1 and 3:30 today, Friday, January the 23rd. Now, folks, this is not the Harbour Bridge closed. I mean, that damn thing's got enough trouble. This is the Viaduct Rolling Lift Bridge. That's along the Western Viaduct. You know the lift bridge on the Western Viaduct? That's the one we're talking about. It's 22 minutes after 6 on Auckland 1ZB. 6:22. Dusty.
Just don't know what to do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you, it's a crime.
What to do with myself, get through the morning, that's the first thing. And we play that one for the happy couple over there at Parnell, John and Kath, and I hope you're having a great day. Thanks for all the calls over the past years. It's 25 minutes after 6 on Auckland 1ZB.
G'day.
Hello.
I'm Vince Martin. I detest repetition.
Yes, well, so
the repetition I'm talking about is every year when school starts after the holidays. We keep hearing stories about young kids getting killed on the streets, and it's all going to happen again. Look out for the traditional danger spots close to schools. And always watch for young whippersnappers darting out from behind parked cars. And never drive on bad tyres. You know who can help you there, don't you? Bow Repairs, the biggie of the tyre business.
It's the great LD Nathan's up to a third off sale. Yes, up to a third off summer clothes at LD Nathan's. That's up to a third off men's, women's, boys, girls and little ones' clothes. Unbelievable prices. Up to a third off clothes at the great LD Nathan's summer clothing clearance sale. Prices you won't believe. Up to a third off at LD Nathan's. Sale starts January 19. Nathan's books in the
stands. It's 26 and a half minutes after 6 on Auckland 1ZB.
Would you like to take someone you love or a very good friend on a holiday that packs a tropical punch? Then Club Rarotongan offers you the chance for two to fly away with Air New Zealand to the glorious Cook Islands on one airfare. All you pay is one airfare plus the price of your fabulous Club Raro holiday for two to enjoy 8 days or more in paradise. See your Tans-bonded travel agent for a free brochure about Club Raro 2-for-1 airfare holidays now.
Radio New Zealand is bringing home all the drama of the final chapter in the America's Cup Challenge. Can Connor outperform the Aussies and sail away with the old mug? Listen for live reports from Gage Rhodes, afternoons and evenings. And in the morning, special reviews, previews and exclusive comment. Tack for tack, jibe by jibe, we're bringing the cup action home right to the end. The America's Cup Challenge with Metropolitan Life and Radio New Zealand Sports.
Remember how you ate at Christmas? And the wonderful dishes you created with the Christmas ham? Well, you don't have to wait until next Christmas to enjoy the special taste of cooked leg ham. Hutton's have created the weekend of cooked leg ham without the leg. These little leg hams are convenient, vacuum-packed, and they don't take up too much space in your fridge. Hutton's Weekender, the little legs that will take you through to next Christmas.
20. I've got those little legs to take me through next Christmas. 28 minutes after 6 it is right now. The famous Barry Helen will be along shortly after the equally inimitable Bob Leahy. And we'll have a look at the news and sport, therefore, and also the weather and the travel services on ZB. Couple of minutes away.
Bring the bag, Jack. Send them in, Jim. Drag them up, Trip. Drag them over, Roman. Bring those hippies back where they belong.
If your organization is planning a bottle drive to raise funds, then call the ABC Bottle Depot for advice. They're in your phone book.
Dig them out, Doug. Wheel them in, wall. Pop them over, Pops. Send them back, Sid. Bring those hippies back where they belong.
Your ABC Bottle Collection Depot.
If the Great Wall of China was being built today, where would they go for bricks?
Hello? Is that the Robert's Curry Taxi?
If the Romans were still paving the roads of their empire, who would they contact for paving stones?
Robert Cavitex, Julius calling.
Robert Cavitex have a far-reaching reputation as well-stacked brick and paving centres. Robert Cavitex, Plunkett Avenue, Wirree, 60 seconds from the Manukau City Centre, open till midday Saturday. Also, 500 Great South Road, Green Lane, open till 4 Saturdays.
This is Auckland 1ZB, a minute to the 6:30 news.
Looking for a new stove? Then look no further than Hill & Stewart, because Hill & Stewart will give you a minimum $250 for your old electric stove. Yes, $250 for your old electric stove, regardless of its condition, when you buy a new Kelvinator multifunction oven from Hill & Stewart. Just phone or call into your nearest Hill & Stewart store now and discuss this great trade-in offer.
Hill & Stewart, talk to the man.
Combine the pleasure of a trip up the coast with the business of choosing a carpet. Cottage Carpets in Whangaparoa are open 8 to 8 this Saturday to Monday with sausage sizzles, complimentary drinks and more than 3,000 metres of carpet to clear before the price rise on February 1st. It's a carpet carnival. Commercial carpets and remnants half price, a huge range of Berbers, the latest 87 fashion shades and exclusive export surplus lines. For business and pleasure this weekend, Cottage Carpets in Whangaparoa. Follow the signs from Albany.
It's 16 degrees downtown, not much wind about at the moment. It seems to be calming a bit, and as far as I can tell, it's pretty grey skies at the moment.
Raining, actually, Merv.
Oh, it's raining, actually.
It,
no wonder.
It is raining, actually.
Oh, so it's grey rain. Oh, the skies weep. All right, 6:30, what's happening with the news, Bobo?
Well, two Colombian nationals will appear in the Auckland District Court this morning, charged with importing more than $2 million worth of cocaine into New Zealand. The Auckland Drug Squad raided an Auckland hotel earlier tonight and arrested a 33-year-old Colombian woman who arrived on a flight from Buenos Aires on Wednesday, and a 27-year-old Colombian man who arrived in New Zealand today. Acting Drug Squad head, Detective Senior Sergeant Mike Crawford, says more than 2 kilos of cocaine was discovered in the false bottom of a suitcase. He says police believe the two are part of an international drug smuggling operation.
We believe, mainly because of the method used, it was a very sophisticated method, that this is possibly an international drug ring that has been operated. We are not certain if the drug was in fact intended for New Zealand distribution, or it may have been intended for some other country, but obvious inquiries will continue along those lines.
Senior Sergeant Crawford says the cocaine haul is one of the largest amounts of the drug ever discovered in New Zealand. The Bank of New Zealand will issue 103 million shares to the public and staff when it goes partly public later in the year. The shares will have a par value of 50 cents but will be sold at $1.75, raising $180 million overall. BNZ Chairman Sir Lewis Ross says $100 million worth of shares will be available to the public, $50 million worth will be allotted to share brokers, and a $30 million pool will be set aside for staff. The share float will be the biggest in the country but will still leave the government owning 87% of the bank's capital. A prospectus is expected in mid-February, and applications for shares will be taken by any stockbrokers or branch of the bank. Auckland police are investigating an attack on a group of Morningside residents after a gang of thugs broke into their home early this morning. Leanne Clark reports.
Police say the group forced its way into the Cardigan Road home just after midnight. They beat the occupants with softball bats, then tied them up. They then went on a smashing spree, ransacking the house and breaking furniture. The group left a short time later, stealing a Harley Davidson motorbike from the basement. The victims managed to free themselves more than an hour later and called the police. 4 1ZB, Leanne Clark.
It's reported from London that the British government is spending £500 million on the country's first spy satellite. Details of the claim, which is at the heart of a banned episode in a BBC television series Secret Society, were disclosed in the latest edition of the New Statesman. The article, written by journalist Duncan Campbell, who also wrote and prepared the television programme, says the existence and cost of the satellite, codenamed Project Zircon, had remained totally secret from Parliament until now. Back home, the Motor Vehicle Manufacturers Association says there may have to be some layoffs in the car assembly industry over the next few months to cope with the present downturn in car buying. Association President Denford McDonald says car companies are cutting production at the moment and it's up to them to decide if layoffs are necessary, but he says the numbers wouldn't be high. The car industry has been in the doldrums since October the 1st, when a combination of GST and the hardening yen caused car prices to rocket. The Auckland Regional Authority believes a group of street kids is responsible for the theft of more than $16,000 worth of bus concession tickets. Leanne Clark has details.
The tickets include 10 ride concessions and February monthly passes. They were stolen out of an inner-city tobacconist's along with a number of other items. Police say the street kids hid in a mall on the corner of Queen and Victoria Streets until it was closed up for the night. They then forced their way into the tobacconist, stole the goods and broke out of the mall. Police are warning people to watch out for anyone selling cheap ARA bus tickets. For City Watch, Leanne Clark.
Police Commissioner Ken Thompson retires today after 36 years in the police force. Mr. Thompson was appointed police commissioner 3 years ago and during that time had to grapple with issues like the police pay claim and the first ever threat of a strike and growing public concern about violence in our society. He also broke new ground in approving user pays policies such as the limited acceptance of sponsorship and handing some traditional police roles over to private enterprise. That's our news, 26 to 7. Now to sports and good morning to Barry.
Good morning, Bob. Well, the Anzac spirit is alive and well in Fremantle with the overnight news that New Zealand is to side with Australia in the defence of the America's Cup. Syndicate boss Michael Fay says KZ7 will act as a trial horse for the Kookaburra boats, but the Aussies won't be getting any technical help or information about the performance of Stars and Stripes. Naturally, the New Zealand decision has gone down like a lead keel with the Yanks and with the syndicate head Malin Burnham saying that we betrayed the spirit of the America's Cup by not backing the challengers. Well, the Auckland cricket selectors are to have a special meeting tonight with their Shell Trophy squad before naming their team for tomorrow's match against Northern Districts. The selectors will no doubt be laying the law down to the Auckland players over their performances so far in the series. Across the Tasman again, a magnificent final over blitz by Alan Lamb carried England to an amazing win over Australia in the latest World Series match. Lamb hit 18 runs off the final over, bowled by Bruce Reid, to take England past Australia's 233 for 8 to finish 77 not out. Derek Wellam top scored for the Aussies with 97. And in the women's singles final at the Australian Tennis Open, it's all over already. Hannah Mandlikova will play Martina Navratilova in the women's singles final, and both had straight set wins in the semis. Meanwhile, Terry Phelps, ranked 22nd in the world, is the top seed for the Nutramedics tournament, which starts next week at Stanley Street. Barry Holland, 1ZB Sport. Now, Bob, is that weather going to improve for the weekend?
Well, we'll tell you in just a moment, Barry.
G'day. I'm Vince Martin, and I detest repetition. The repetition I'm talking about is every year when school starts after the holidays. We keep hearing stories about young kids getting killed on the streets, and it's all going to happen again. Look out for the traditional danger spots close to schools, and always watch for young whippersnappers darting out from behind parked cars, and never drive on bad tyres. You know who can help you there, don't you? Bow Repairs, the biggie of the tyre business.
Animals and Birds, the Fun Farm Show, Adventure Playground, Rafting on the Lake, and special holiday attractions like the Butterfly House. And direct from Knott's Berry Farm in L.A., the Fantastic Diving Dog Show. Heritage Park, open 9:30 to 5:30 every day.
Hey, Mum, don't be long.
Well, it's a wet Friday morning. The forecast is for moderate northerly winds turning to fresh gusty westerlies about midday. Changeable and tending cooler with showery periods and isolated thunderstorms. Not a lot to look forward to, is it? And the outlook for Saturday, well, an improvement but not much of one. Fresh southwesterly winds and still some showers expected. Temperatures are cooler, 16 degrees in the city outside our studios at the moment, and it's overcast with rain and we expect to go to a high of around about 23 degrees sometime this afternoon. So that's the weather, and we'll check travel services for you next.
The Greatest Dress Fabric Sale is in its second week at Barker & Pollock's Best Ever Summer Sale, with top quality fashion fabrics at affordable prices. They have French printed spuns in many designs and colours. Something a little different in two groups, priced at $4.99 and $6.99. Prices that are only a third of the normal price. There are many more genuine bargains at Barker & Pollock's Summer Sale. On now at all stores.
Listen to this. That's a heap of big bickies you're saving on. Brand new beautiful Kirk Motors Mitsubishis out of New Lytton. Only a few, but how about Mirage GLX saloons from under $21,000? Or GLX hatchback 5 doors from under $22,000? Kirk Motors Sigma SEs from under $38,000? And L200 Utes from $23,187? See, if you're not buying from Kirk Motors New Lytton MVD, you're probably paying too many bickies.
You can count on Kirk's before.
Oh!
Secret Motors.
874-819 opposite Lindmore. And the time on the wireless is 21 and a half minutes to 7 on Auckland 1ZB, and it's time for the travail services. Well, yesterday's flight, Cathay Pacific Air New Zealand combined 108 off to Hong Kong, was due away at 15:30 hours yesterday. No. Now going at 7:15 this morning. The next one to talk about is Continental. CO1 from Honolulu in LA, and due in at 7:50. It's 10 minutes early at 7:40. Air New Zealand's TE5 from Honolulu in LA, due in at 8:40, right on sked. TE89 from Raro, due in at 9:30, is 22 minutes early at 9:08. British Airways BA11 from London through Christchurch, around the houses on the Milk Run, due in at 10:20 into Auckland, but that's quite a lot delayed. It'll be here at 1400 hours. British Airways BA11 from London now arriving in Auckland at 1400 hours. Singapore SQ25A from Singapore now, oddly, they're late, they really are, but they're due in at 11:45, won't be here until 12:55, just under an hour late for Singapore. Eagle Air, Great Barrier Airlines flying to time. Now, the Northerner, train 626, due into Auckland at 8:35. Unfortunately, the express was held by a slip on the railway line at Waititi, near the very, very handsome viaduct south of Te Kuiti. And this means that buses had to be found to go to the... To go to the train, and pick up the passengers and bring them north. And the first buses should arrive in Auckland around about 11:30, but that's not a final time on the first buses with the passengers off the Northerner 626 held by a slip at Waititi on the North Island main trunk line this morning. No shipping list. Oh, that's a bad end from the Harbour Board. Thank you. Shipping list. No arrivals, no sailings. Let's have a look at the weather around the four main centres. Auckland, westerly change later, showers and a high of 23. Wellington, strong northwesterly, showers developing in 20. Christchurch, moderate westerly, showers developing in 23, and in Eden, moderate westerly showers developing in a fairly coolish 15. Sydney, partly cloudy 25, Melbourne, fine in 24, Adelaide, rain later 26, Brisbane, fine in 30, Hobart, fine in 19, Perth, partly cloudy 26, Canberra, fine in 26, Alice Springs, late storms in 40, and Darwin, cloudy with rainy periods at a high of 31. Now, around the province, we can do the outlying suburbs. Kaitaia, southwesterly change later, showery in 22, Dargaville, ditto, and Whangarei, westerly change later, showery in 24. Tauranga, westerly change later, showery 22, same in Hamilton. Tamaranui, ditto, but a couple of degrees cooler at 20. Rotorua, the same as Tamaranui, and Taupo, westerly change later, showery in 19 maximum today. Over to New Plymouth, westerly change, showery in 21, and sunny Gizzy, looks like you got the best of it out there. Fresh northwesterlies, mainly fine in 23 in beautiful Gisborne. 19 and a half minutes to 7 on ZB.
794666.
Hi, I'm calling about the lounge suite. You're advertising the Star?
Yeah, you're advertising a washing machine in tonight's Star.
Saw your ad for a freezer. Can I get
from cars to kitchen sinks. Get it sold. Get it in the Auckland Star Classifieds. Phone the Star operators before 6. They'll help you write your ad. Auckland Star Easy Ads are as easy as the phone number.
794-666.
Auckland Star Classifieds. 794-666.
Pack and Pedal's biggest sale of the year, their 7th birthday sale, is in full swing. Each day, the first 7 items are half price. Bikes, including triathlons and BMXs, are 12.5% less. 15% off large Sunshine Leisure and Great Outdoor Family Tents. 30% off camping gas cookers and lanterns. Have your cake and eat it too with their huge savings. Tomorrow, the first 7 barbecues, cookers and lanterns are going for half price at Pack and Pedal, Anzac Street, Tuckapoo.
It's the great LD Nathan's up to a third off sale. Yes, up to a third off summer clothes at LD Nathan's. That's up to a third off men's, women's, boys, girls and little ones' clothes. Unbelievable prices. Up to a third off clothes at the great LD Nathan's summer clothing clearance sale. Prices you won't believe. Up to a third off at LD Nathan's. Sale starts January 19. Nathan's books to the stars.
Right now on 1ZB, it's 17 minutes to 7, and I reckon we'll get some more music fairly shortly. $230.75 in cash call. What a good idea, I heard them all cry. Couldn't say the same for the lyric writer, but I'm Alive, the Hollies, and boy, he ran out of ideas. His brain stopped after he thought of the title. 14 and a half minutes to 7 it is now on Auckland 1ZB. Thanks to Bruce down at there, the Harbour Board. Yeah, okay, there's one arrival in the port of Auckland, actually. She's been out in the Gulf of the New Zealand Caribbean, coming into Ferguson at 7 o'clock, and there's one sailing for the port today, 1,500 hours, the Ibis Arrow from Jellicoe. 14 to 7 ZB.
We know where the fun begins.
We know where the fun begins.
We know where it never ends.
We know where its rainbows end.
Being young or young at heart.
Being young or young at heart.
It's knowing where the good times start.
Rainbows end where good times start.
Rainbows end
where fun begins.
Rainbows end
where it never ends.
Rainbows end
being young at heart.
Rainbows end
where good times start.
Bring a bag, Jack. Send them in, Jim. Try the gun up the tread. Drive them over, Roman. Bring those empties back where they belong.
Empty bottles were meant to be used again. To conserve our resources, keep New Zealand clutter-free, and put money in your pocket. So, bring them back, Jack.
Dig them out the wheel and then wall. Pop them over, Pops. Send them back, Sid. Bring those empties back where they belong.
Your ABC Bottle Collection Depot.
Once again, Auckland, 13 minutes to 7 now.
In this week's Sunday News, you'll find the very best in Sunday News. And you could find Tahiti. If you do, you could win a trip for two flying continental to Tahiti for 7 days, including accommodation. Just find the word Tahiti 3 times, fill in the entry form, then get ready to fly away to Tahiti with Continental. And you'll also go into the draw to win the grand prize of a return trip to London flying Continental Airlines.
Sunday isn't Sunday without the Sunday News.
There's a great deal waiting here for you at Warnock's Men's Boys' Wear Store.
And this great deal is all about school wear and Warnock's free bag offer. You get a roll bag worth $16.95 with every order of $150 that includes school wear. Or a backpack worth $22.95 with a $200 order including school wear. And to make back to school easy, ask about Warnock's Every Person's Credit Plan.
Warnock's Men's Boys' Wear Store.
That is a great deal, Warnock's.
12 minutes to 7 it is on Auckland 1ZB, and play a record here for you that's certainly not on our format at the moment, and I always a bit nervous about playing this one, in case people get the wrong impression about the fact, hey, this is my record, I want you to hear it. But I have heard a few, people who've, if I'd like to air it on ZB before I nick off, so, okay, fine. And also, talking about Nick, or Alec, actually, the Blake's name is Alec Spears down at Te Aroha. And all the family, Alec, wish you all the best of luck for his 73rd birthday. I think you had it a day or so ago, whatever. So to all the family there, and particularly Alec Spears, this one from me to you.
Son, I knew him well, he said to me, taking my hand and holding it hard, in the same way they used to be. Yeah, good man. Got to say it. They don't make them quite like that anymore. Just an ordinary bloke. A mate. Just an ordinary bloke. Strange words, those, especially from an old friend like him. But ordinary was what he chose. Now, it's got me thinking back, you know, to the good old days when we were friends and you saw shapes in the fire's glow, sucking on your woodbriar and dreaming in your favourite low-slung green chair. She, mad at your lack of scheming. How I loved you then. Lace-up black shoes, that treasured grey cardigan, tuning in nights for the weather, sport and news. In your own quiet way, you walk tall with a sort of proud calm about you. What was right, that was all. I was thinking too of the time we drove the old Ford 8 down country, brolly up inside to keep dry. Fishing? You and me on holiday? At the post office batch we rented? Through golden summers at the bay? Memories. Bub. That's what you call me. We whistle. Yours much better than mine. Sweet, soft tone. Mine harsh, off key. Still is. Hey, just thought of the cats' names. Old Pete and Russell, who followed you like dogs. One sweet whistle, they came. Just an ordinary bloke. Well, maybe. But as ordinary blokes go, you know, Dad. You'll always be extraordinary for me.
Yeah, my dad. And it's 8 minutes to seven, guitarist the great Gray Bartlett. 8 minutes to seven. Bob's got some news headlines. Find out what's happening in a minute's time.
There's a new force in the West, eliminating the middleman. A force to be reckoned with for fairness and value. The importer.
The importer lifts the lid on container load after container load of goods. Out in the West, his prices are best. On back-to-school bags, on glassware and plasticware, on chili bins and clip-top preserving jars. The importer, Lincoln Road, Henderson. Open Saturday mornings.
Nobody outguns the importer.
Save at Dick Smith Electronics' giant warehouse sale on the corner of Khyber Pass and Park Roads Newmarket today. Every single product, computers, telephone answering machines, electronic kits at wholesale prices. You could save over $800 on a CAT computer pack. It was $1,800, now just $995. 180-minute VHS videos with a 10-per-customer limit, only $7.95. Only today and only at Dick Smith Electronics Warehouse. In Newmarket.
Sounds like a goodbye. 7 minutes to seven. And here's Bob Leahy. Hello.
Good morning. And looking at this morning's news stories, the New Zealand's biggest ever cocaine bust results in the arrests of two Colombian people. Winston Peters says he won't let the Murray Loans affair die. And rain over the last few days? Well, apparently it hasn't done any, well, done almost nothing to ease the drought situation for farmers.
I see. Looking at our sports headlines, well, the Stars and Stripes team says the Kiwis not playing the game. And an amazing finish to Monte Carlo Rally, an even more amazing finish to the cricket in Sydney. All Monty announced Python. Sports at 7.
Yes. Thanks, viewers. 6.5 minutes to 7 it is. Falling in Love, Miami Sound Machine.
Racing second, something in the air. Feel like another crook that's been captured by your stare.
Oh, 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 oh. Falling in love again.
Oh, oh, oh.
I don't want no, no, no.
Oh, oh, oh.
Falling in love, falling in love again.
Reappearing, such a wicked day. I'm just so damn confused, and I wonder, do you care?
Oh, 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 oh. Falling in love, falling in love again.
Oh, oh, oh.
I don't want no, no, no.
Oh, oh, oh.
Falling in love, falling in love again.
Like walking in the dark, or dancing in the dark. Just wanna hold you throughout the night. Prince of fire, sweet desire, with your devil may care. Release me from your spell. I don't want this. Love ain't fair. I'm falling in love again.
Sound Machine at 3.5 minutes to seven. I just heard a report that there's a car racing up Pitt Street, Hobson Street or whatever, went to manage the Hobson Street on-ramp to the Southern Motorway and goofed the whole thing in the wet weather, spun off, hit the guardrails, Doug, is that what it is? And caused a bit of a hold-up and a delay there. Is that right? That's on the Hobson Street on-ramp to the Southern Motorway. Yeah, okay. Hit the concrete barrier. Bimbo, bimbo, 3 minutes to seven.
If the Great Wall of China was being built today, where would they go for bricks?
Hello, is that the Robert's Curry Taxi?
If the Romans were still paving the roads of their empire, who would they contact for paving stones?
Robert's Cavitex, Julius calling.
Robert's Cavitex have a far-reaching reputation as well-stacked brick and paving centres. Robert's Cavitex, Plunkett Avenue, Wirree, 60 seconds from the Manukau City Centre, open till midday Saturday. Also, 500 Great South Road, Green Lane, open till 4 Saturdays.
Downtown Cash Friday.
Today, the Downtown Shopping Centre is giving away cash. Every few minutes between the hours of 11 and 3, someone in the store will be handing out cash. You could be one of the lucky ones to receive it simply by being there. You don't have to do a thing. No forms to fill out, no questions to answer. Just accept the cash with a smile. Cash Friday, downtown today. A handful of cash just for visiting the Queen City's shopping mecca, downtown.
In kitchens and barbecues all over New Zealand, disaster strikes.
This sausage is
wet. Why haven't these New Zealanders discovered the perfect pre-cooked skinless sausage? Hutton's Sizzlers. Yes, Hutton's Sizzlers are a taste of delight. Try delicious Sizzlers straight or with sizzling chunks of bacon or cheese. Hutton's Sizzlers, here to save your taste buds.
Minute to go to the 7 o'clock news. ZB, Danny Davis, the National Brass there for you. 16 degrees downtown, a bit of wind coming in, a bit of rain as well. Doesn't look good for today, but I hope it clears for your weekend. See you later.
Radio New Zealand News on the hour at 7. Two Latin Americans are arrested as Auckland police make the country's biggest cocaine haul.
Winston Peters says people in Hawaii...